Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So today we're going to talk about leadership, espresso, and coffee, brand diversity. So many of you out there might be coffee drinkers, espresso drinkers, get your coffee, espresso shots first thing in the morning, throughout the day. I myself love my lattes and coffee in the morning. So there are so many different types of coffees out there, espressos, and I'm not professing to be a connoisseur of coffee and espresso, but I do love me some coffee and espressos. So let's get into it. So there's straight up espressos, like just drink them as shots. You can get them as lattes, macchiatos, cappuccinos. You can get it with the foam on the top. You could get it at a certain temperature. There's flavored lattes, like vanilla, caramel, peppermint, just about whatever flavor you want. You can make your own flavored lattes. You could get it hot. Some people like drink hot espressos throughout the year. Others like them on the rocks, iced. I like mine iced. And so you could have so many types. And it's also dependent on where you go. If you go to one coffee shop and you get an espresso drink there, and you go to a different place, you can taste the difference of the espresso drinks. And there's also people that enjoy the coffee, straight up black coffee with no flavor, no cream, no sugar. There's people that enjoy the coffee with flavor, with some sugar, creamer. And of course, there's different brands. There's decaf, there's dark roast, there's house blends, breakfast blends. I mean, there's so many types of blends. Different brands, strengths, and the aroma tastes, but the aroma smells so good, you can almost taste it. And going back to location, you go to one location, you see the baristas pouring the lattes, macchiatos, cappuccinos, they pour it, the milk and the espresso simultaneously, and then they add that foam at the top. You might go somewhere else and they don't do that. They just get the espresso, they get the milk, and they pour the espresso on top of the milk. Or if you get it upside down, you put the espresso and then the milk on top. And sometimes if you want that foam, they'll add it at the end. And so the approach to making it can be important also. Also, there's each country has its own interpretations and spins on espresso and coffee. I mean, there's just this whole art to coffee and espresso. There's books on it that go over the history of espresso, of coffee, and how the coffee beans produced and the countries they come from and how it's processed and how the espresso's also processed and made. People have their own espresso makers at home. I mean, there's just a whole world of espresso and coffee. So the same with leadership. There is leadership is a lot like espresso and coffee. Each individual brings their own style, brings their own flavor, adds their own element to their leadership, their own uniqueness. No two leaderships are the same. There might be similarities, there might be some general themes, but each individual is unique. Just like I think there's uniqueness in every cup of espresso, every cup of coffee that is made. No two cups of coffee, no two espressos are the same. They may taste the same, there may be similarities, but there is some hints. There is some degree of difference in each of those. So you have some individuals, some leaders that are just straight up. They're blunt, they're forward, they're to the point. It's like just the raw espresso. There's no flavor in there. There's no sugar. There's no creamer, no nothing. It's just straight up, here you go, the rawness of that leadership style. There's some leaders that can be hot. They can be cold. Some leaders are on fire. They're out there. And some leaders that are just cold. And does one over the other make it good or bad? That's up to you to decide. Some leaders add flavor. They add their own style, pizzazz, flavor to their leadership, their own charisma to their leadership, and what they bring to the table. They bring their personal experiences. And so one leader in one organization can be completely different than another leader in another organization. And so while you might have similar leadership styles, there's different interpretations and approaches in those respective organizations. And because one leadership style, that flavor, that branding you bring, that diversity is might be a fit for one organization, but you go to another organization and you might find out you quite don't fit in that company for whatever the reason may be, because their approach is different. The way they process and have their structure set up, it goes back to, if you're a barista in one coffee place and you're making espressos and coffees, you're used to making them a certain way. You go to another company and you're making they're going to show you a different way to make the to pour, to make, to produce the espressos and the coffees, even though there's similarities in how they're processed through the machine. It's in the approach. They have their own brand. They have their own uniqueness. Each company has its own brand, uniqueness, and style approach to doing things. The same with your leadership. You have your own style approach. Your company has its own style and approach and uniqueness and culture. You go to another organization, another business, and there's similarities, but yet there's its own style, approach, culture, way of doing things. So the aroma in one location can smell a little bit different than the aroma in another location. The flavors, the strengths of the coffees, the espressos, all of that. Well, all of that, there's similarities, there's uniqueness in each of those. The strengths, the aroma, the brands that are out there. Your brand is unique. Continue to build your leadership brand. Continue to diversify. And while it's good, some people always like their coffee black and straight up. In the leadership world, bluntness, forwardness, to the point has its place. So does adding flavor to certain things has its place. I'm not saying sugarcoat stuff. There's times to add a little pizzazz and flavor to your presentations, to your goals, to your visions, to your missions. And then there's times to being straight up. Find a combination that works for you, because one size doesn't fit all, meaning your approach to leadership might not always fit the team that you lead, might not always fit the organization in totality. That's why when you go to some coffee places, well, when you go to most coffee places, there's a diversity of flavors, there's a diversity of coffee, there's a diversity of espressos, the lattes. You can get vanilla lattes, caramel macchiatos, you can get half and halves, you can mix them up, there's blended drinks. There's a whole array of drinks out there for you. So the same in an organization, there's different types of leaderships. Create the brand that you want to become, that you want to be identified with. Develop your own specialties, your own flavors, your own strengths, that aroma that when people are surrounded around you, they, of course, they're not literally going to smell you, but they're good, that aroma, that what you are, what you carry, that energy, that vibe, they sense it, they feel, and they know you're, when you speak and when you teach and when you lead, that they see the strengths in you. They know that your brand is different than another leader's brand, and each brand can be respected and be great. It's just your brand is unique to you and who you are. So get out there, practice your brand, build it, and diversify it. So just remember, it's okay to be diverse. And next time you go to an espresso shop, to a coffee shop, think about your leadership and how it relates to the coffee that you're drinking, the espressos, the lattes, the macchiatos, the cappuccinos that you're drinking. And that also can spark ideas for you when you're sitting there getting your coffee, when you're in the drive-thru, or when you're sitting there going over stuff in the coffee shop. Think about it. Think about how diverse a coffee and espresso is, how each coffee is its own brand, each business is its own brand. And this is another way for you to generate ideas. Listen to my previous episode on creative leadership. Just looking at coffee, drinking coffee, can spark ideas into your teams and how diverse your teams are. Each individual in your team is like a cup of coffee, is like a cup of espresso. They're different. They have their own brand. Some are straight up espressos. Some are flavored lattes. Some are can be hot or cold. And so they each have their own strengths, their own aromas, the coffees, the espressos. The same with your teams that you lead. Each individual is unique and has their own strengths, their own weaknesses, their own identity and who they are. And you can build upon their strengths, build upon who they are, and help guide them and allow them to grow and flourish and develop their own brands. So remember, you have value, you matter, and no one can take that away from you. No one can take away your leadership brand, your leadership identity. And so this is, today's a brief episode. It's a Christmas holiday, so I wish you all a great Christmas, and enjoy it and be grateful for all that you have and the opportunities you have to lead others, whether in your personal life or professional life. So take care, have a great Christmas, and until next time.